Look at that con man out there prancing his ass in mom's face. Got her laughing and shit.
He's got a special touch with the ladies. All the men in our family have a special touch.
Don't put yourself in that category, Casper. You ain't got no special touches. Don't act like you're getting pussy.
Me? I fuck like TT Boy. You don't know what I do.
You fuck like TT Boy, the porn star.
Yes.
What'd you do with the last chick you fucked?
Fingers, ass, pubic play.
Pubic play? What exactly is that?
That's when you put your pubic areas together and you go like this.
And you just mash your pubic hairs together. There's sort of a fucking rug fire doing that.
Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, again, is Will Papagiorgio, because, not to pull the veil back, we're recording this 10 minutes after we recorded the last episode.
Okay, shouldn't this be part two?
Yeah, nothing's changed. This is the same damn cast. It's now 5 p.m. on Saturday instead of 4 p.m., or 4 p.m. instead of 3. So if, like... We usually don't get busted because nothing too big happens between Saturday and Monday, but, like, let's say Tuesday, before debate, they catch, like, Obama winning Mitt Romney, and we're going to act like there's no news story.
Bullshit.
Exactly. Like, I have a story about a flood in Nigeria where hippos and crocodiles went into people's houses. That's the big news for me.
When do you upload this? I'm going to say Monday.
Monday and Thursday, and then Tuesday we have a football episode that goes up next.
Football podcast?
Yeah, different football podcast.
What's who?
Howard. Been doing that.
Just recorded here. Yeah. I'm glad the Skins are disappointing early.
They are getting it out of the way. And then they're going to surprise. That's how I look at it.
They might, man, because they always just start out like so promising.
Well, let's just get the intro banged out this time because we fucked up last time. It's inpapasbasement.com. That's the website where I need to point everyone, because that's got the links to our Twitters. I'm at Papa's Basement. He's at Gray Sky Eternal, G-R-E-Y.
Does it actually have a link to my Twitter on there?
Yes.
Ooh, professional. Wait, how the fuck would they be listening to this if they weren't already on inpapasbasement.com?
We're syndicated on a lot of places. Like,
Yeah.
Yeah, so they just hear the show out of nowhere.
You people are creeps. Not to alienate anybody, but if you're listening to us on a podcast network, hard look at yourself in the mirror.
God damn it. Yes, take a good hard look and say, I'm a fucking winner, and I listen to an awesome show, and I'm going to continue to do so.
No, you know, I was thinking recently, like, it would kind of be good to go off the Jew Run Media grid completely. Just listen to, like, podcasts and, like, weird underground music.
Well, no, I mean, pretty much the hell with any podcast that isn't ours.
Oh, of course.
But I take that back. If there's people I'm friends with and they're doing a show and I shouldn't offend them, yours is okay.
I'll give love to Davey Mac, even though I don't know the podcast.
I mean, the more like radio guys we're working with are good, so whatever. They give me strong numbers, so...
I don't even know how to download a podcast, so...
It involves iTunes and magic.
All right.
So, inpapasbasement.com, that's got the Twitter links, it's got facebook.com/papasbasement, it's linked there, and most importantly, it's got the iTunes link, so you can subscribe to us, because we upload kind of, like I said, set times every Sunday night, every Wednesday night. Depending where you're listening to us, you might hear only one of the two shows, you might not hear them the days you want, so just do it your own damn self. Either go to the website or get on iTunes. Either way, it'll come right to you.
I think we've discussed this on air. So what? It's like you download it and it goes in your iTunes library and then you can just play it.
You click on the link. It'll bring you to the Papa's Basement page. And this is how it works for any podcast or a radio show. And you click on subscribe. After that, every time you log on to iTunes and there's new episodes, it'll automatically download them.
And then it's on your phone or you stream it?
You then have to just copy the MP3 it downloaded to your phone.
So much work.
I know.
Have you ever done this is the question.
Don Geronimo show. I, for about the first year of Don Geronimo's show in Sacramento, I subscribed. And after a while, I wanted to work out to, like, Slayer instead of sports talk.
Does he still do it?
Yeah, he's doing quite well in Sacramento, to my knowledge. Unless...
Cool.
I mean, I haven't listened in a while, so... Unless his second wife croaked or something horrible like that.
Oh, he married Janet?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, he married Janet, and Bart the son is doing things in L.A., I think, so... I mean, life ain't bad for him.
Cool.
I hope. I love Donnie G.
All right, so back to fatties.
Well, we, exactly. The end of the last episode, we kind of got into the fact that two of my friends, both who are, Howard's kind of like a skinny, lanky, tall guy. Matt, shorter.
Well, both pig stickers.
Pig stickers, yeah. They're both into bigger women. And I'm just like, I have to sit them down because it's almost like having a friend to me. I'm not even joking. It's like having a friend who's a pedophile.
To drugs.
Well, you just sit him down and you're like, dude, why can't you recognize what good pussy is? Why can't you see a hot woman and be like, I want to fuck that?
Self-esteem, man.
I guess.
My self-esteem was in the shitter as a kid, thanks to, I don't know, I go to point fingers.
Which of the parents?
Maria.
Okay.
Of course. I don't think. Dad's savage beatings didn't have much of an impact on me.
They just taught you how to take a punch.
I mean, I don't feel feelings, but I don't know if it directly correlates to having my fucking head put through a wall.
Yeah. all right, John Bender. This is what happens when you spill paint.
Shut up, bitch. Go fix your turkey pot pie. You see this? It's about the size of a cigar. What did she say?
Fuck me. Why didn't I grow up to be John Bender? My only goal in life when seeing The Breakfast Club. I guess I had shit self-esteem too, and certainly my first girlfriend was a Fatty Magoo.
Baby girl.
Yeah.
Does she listen to this?
I don't think so. We
good.
Still
fuck her.
Talk every so often though. We're on good terms, but
she brought hula hoops on a plane.
Whatever. We don't have to get into
it. I wanted to wrap those fucking hula hoops in a figure eight around her fat neck.
An entirely different episode unto itself.
Fucking choke her until those stupid little beans inside popped out.
Didn't know you had such passionate feelings about her.
No. You just date a lot of mutes.
I mean, I'd say the same about you.
No.
Really?
Who?
Ooh, I'm thinking back to, what is it, who's the girl who, like, you popped her cherry over Thanksgiving vacation?
Oh, Julia?
Julia was a mute. Maureen was definitely a mute around us.
Yeah, I guess maybe it's around you. Yeah. Maureen, no, definitely a cunt.
Yeah, a loudmouth cunt, but around the family, a little mute.
Yeah.
To be fair, I think the women I'd bring around, if you saw more of them, they'd loosen up and get comfortable. But they're certainly not the gregarious, I'm going to run the room.
Like Allison or whatever?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't say she's quiet.
No, Allison's a loudmouth, but she's also friends with me. Yeah. And she's friends with Mom, so that's why she's comfortable.
No, but she's like that. Well, like fucking complete strangers, though.
Yeah, but...
She's like the female equivalent of some like loud, fat Italian guy.
Who's just friends with everyone.
Fucking like female Fonzie.
Yeah, I...
Because her whole family's like that, too.
Just a bunch. To me, it's like a gypsy grifter attitude.
Her one uncle's funny as shit.
I'm leery of anyone who can open up to people too fast and work them too fast.
Well, no, I picked up a lot of habits from her. I kind of do that shit now, too.
It's good. I mean, well, for a dude, it's really good.
Like, it's a way to endear yourself to people, if that's a word. And if I
yeah,
used it
in
properly,
a manipulative fashion, though.
Without revealing anything about
yourself. Yeah.
Like, I can kind of like take over a room or take over a conversation, make people laugh, hold court, and people will like me.
I've
always
seen this with strippers, but yeah.
Okay, but you have seen it
with strippers.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well,
I thought the ones were kind of lubricating what was going on, but
right. And so it's like
in your element, you do it.
Yeah, I do it all the time. I did that like when I met that chick in Philly.
Yes,
because it was like, all right, let's fucking go time. Like I'm getting abandoned here. Like if shit goes bad, I'm really fucked.
Yeah.
So you know,
it's sink or swim.
Yeah, exactly. That's the analogy I was looking for. If analogy was the word.
You're
I'm
like Hank
for.
Hill during Grill Stravaganza, where he's like on three for the customer. One, two, three.
For the customer. Grill Stravaganza.
And Joe Jack gives you a run for
that's the one money. Where he hands out the pamphlets. And, yes. Like, they come back at the
but
end.
But at the end, exactly. That entire trailer park got converted to propane. And you showed Joe Jack what the fuck was up.
But, yeah, I think I got it from her. And it's like, yeah, you do that. And you can get to know people. But, yeah, you reveal nothing about yourself. It's like you're playing fucking poker. Why are you texting as you host?
I can do two things.
Who are you texting?
Someone who listened to the show.
What was it? Dog shit pants, whatever?
Dog shit pants?
I don't know. The chick with the dog that shits all over.
A dog that shits all over? Should I remember this? Did we talk about someone with a dog that shits all over?
Didn't you house sit for the nigger like 2 weeks ago?
Oh, no, it's not her. It's a chick who's listening to the damn show and saying it was funny. How am I supposed to not respond? She's also got massive tits. Yeah, what can I...
Lives near here or no?
Close enough. Yeah. Close enough. I have a chance of touching those massive tits. I like massive
stupid
tits.
Stupid fucking tits.
Unlike Howard and Matt, those massive tits are connected to a body with good proportions.
Nice.
I do not like a woman built like a fucking rectangle. Built like a square. Fuck a rectangle.
Do you have pictures of these fucking pigs that are fucking?
I do not have pictures of the pigs that Howard and Matt have stuck. No.
Not on Facebook? Nothing?
No, I got nothing. I can punch them up later for you.
Now.
It'll defeat the purpose. Right. You call me in no show prep. What do you want? No.
How long does it take? I can fucking fill.
I don't.
You look them up on Facebook.
Isn't
everyone's
fucking Facebook private this day and age? Like, even if they're dating someone, like, yeah, on it, you're not going to see shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This fucking headphones went off.
You're
going to
sound like a couple of guineas arguing on a Philadelphia backstreet. Even if they're fucking in a relationship, someone you click, it's going to be the one misleading photo where they look like they're under a deucer.
A mouse, a scorpion. No, I hate that shit too. It's like, oh, I want to fucking jank to this bitch's pictures. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's the worst. Twitter, especially, like a hot girl follows you and then their link is a Facebook profile. And you're like, fuck. I know what I'm doing for the next 30 seconds.
I pay zero attention to anybody who follows me or DMs me. If you want to get hold of me, you at mention me.
Okay.
That is all I will look at.
You are
fuck
like,
Twitter.
You're like a hot woman. Got too many DMs coming your way.
It's all
you gotta
spam, like grow your or ha ha ha. What did this person say about you?
Well,
on
that's
Facebook?
The worst. Yeah. Here's the video they took about you in private.
And I'm not going to dig like, through that shit to see the real messages because I'll get people like at mention me and be like, what happened to you? Like, what happened to you? And then I'll look and there's some like week old fucking DM or whatever. This bitch better be hot. Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm just saying yes.
You got she a picture asked, of this cunt cave?
Yeah, I'll show you after the show.
Now.
You want to see a big fucking set of tits?
No, I don't.
I can detect sarcasm when I hear it. Let's get you a big fucking set of tits.
Where does this fucking animal live?
Here's a big pair of tits.
Yeah, but I'm seeing some blue veinage.
There's a little tit action.
What does the stomach look like?
Not bad. Not bad. Wait, let's do the all fucking right. Show. I showed you tits. Show a little gratitude.
Yeah,
let's
but
keep
they're
it
real.
They're so massive, they don't look real.
No, they look real. They're soft.
I'm sorry.
They don't have hard, ripply pie crust edges like I like.
You really, really needed to get a lap dance from the Latina I had at, where the hell were we? Paper Moon.
Oh, I got plenty of lap dances.
In Springfield.
Yeah.
That girl had fucking cinder blocks under her nipples.
Nice.
It was like a stretch
arm.
No,
I like the one they have some
freezer.
Give. Like, the one I went, it got from later, had nice ones. They're big, fake, but, like, not where it's, like, just skin pulled over a rock.
That was what I felt
but
up.
But that is kind of hot.
I have never felt fucking fake tits that rock hard.
That's kind of hot. It's like, oh, this fucking pig just destroyed her body to look like a whore.
Jesus Christ. All right, William Dice Clay. Fucking ratchet it down
this
a notch.
Fucking animal.
Trying to get through a show here. No, I'm... Like, my eyebrows went up. I was like, I have never felt anything like this, man. And I've felt some fake tits before, but I've never that.
You ever fuck a chick with fake tits?
No. Every time
me
I've
neither.
Had a chick
it's
with
fair.
Fake tits,
God damn
I've
it.
Always fucked shit up.
Me too.
And I've had some good openings. Some of the hottest women I've dated had some nice fake fucking tits, and I just blew it early, too. It wasn't like Papa was anywhere close to that finish line. Like, I blew it early.
This one I probably could go back in, but like, I don't know. Once I fucking like get to know a woman, it's just no.
Oh, is the magic destroyed then?
There's nothing like that fucking rod you get when some stranger's hand is going down your pants for the first time.
Really? And you're like, what's his name?
Nah. It's time to come to terms with the fact I'm a fucking sex addict creep.
I definitely enjoy banging chicks I'm like somewhat attached to better.
No, I used to think that, not anymore.
Really? No, I don't like random.
Once
strays.
I hear you whine, complain, raise your voice,
yeah,
in any
put
way,
a rod
shape,
in their
or
mouth,
form,
and you're like, yay, no. Two birds.
Rod goes away, and you need to leave. You need to exit the premises.
All right.
Like, I seriously.
You need to get into sex workers then.
Docile Asian woman, like, that to me is the biggest turnoff. Like, any woman who loses her shit on me in any shape, I'm not going to deal with it anymore.
Well, you would have murdered, especially Matt's ex, but Howard's ex too. You're talking big girls who have, like, the ego of Dolly Parton in her heyday.
They're fat fucking cunts. And, like, I can see Howard because, like you said, he's kind of skinny. Like, that's sort of the way it works. Ganoza is more puzzling.
Ganoza is just pure
anomaly.
I have zero ego. I don't know what I can pull.
He needs
like a hot girl will come up to him, and he'll just like act really gruff and like scowl at her.
Yeah, it's like the fucking elementary school mentality.
Yeah, like when Patrick Bateman drops his facade and he's like, "I want to stick you in the
play
neck.
With your
you
blood."
Play with your blood, yeah. And then she walks away.
I used to do that shit.
And he'll
too.
Be like, "Do you think she was making fun of me?" I'm like, "No, she wanted to fucking lick your rod, you dipshit." It's painful to me as a guy, like. Especially lately.
How many times have you gone out with him?
A lot.
And he just constant F ups every time?
Fucking every time.
where have you guys gone together?
I can't even tell you how many Nova bars, because the kid loves the sauce too. So he'll go out. It would be like my dream ideal if I went drinking. Like almost every time a hot girl's eyeing him or even approaching him and he fucking shits
on him. Wow, they come up to him and he fucks it up.
Yes. He's like, "Do you think they were making fun of me?"
Like, okay.
I've heard that so many times. It's like, yeah, the woman walked over
what
to
did
you
they
and
say
flirted
to
like,
with
you.
Do you remember any shit off the top of your head?
I mean, just like, "Hey, my name is such and such." I mean, like, really fine, open
That doesn't
lines.
Happen usually outside of a fucking strip club.
Yeah.
With it trying to get your money.
No, the way he lives, like, I would have fucked maybe over 1,000 women by now.
Is he still in school? Or is he working or what?
He's juggling school and work. It doesn't matter. This guy could plow whatever. He's young enough where he could bang up cougars.
How old is he now?
He's 24.
Okay.
He could fucking bang up some cougar slit.
Yeah.
He could hit any of the chicks his age. Yeah, he could go 18 if so inclined because he's old enough to buy liquor. He could do whatever. He's got cross fucking broad appeal. He's like fucking
Venn diagram.
Yeah, exactly. He's like Michael Jordan. Even the Klansmen will root for him. Fucking everyone loves him.
Hey,
it's just vexing, man.
How many chicks has he pwned?
Like maybe 8 or 9, but they're all dumpster fires.
Wow.
They're just all fatties.
Like you've never seen him with like even a decent woman?
No. No, especially the two he's gotten serious with. They're almost like clones of each other. It really, it looks like. If I was just like, Will, fast, what does a blonde who sleeps with black men look like?
Ugh.
That's what it looks like. Just fucking hefty.
Just some bitch you see like spanking her kid at Walmart.
Just like, yeah, those big like Doric column thighs and just a paunch hanging over the fucking jeans. And the worst part, like the fat tricep, the fat seps, and they've got those little like hardened zit things on the back of them.
Did he ever put stones to Ronnie J?
No, he could have. That would have been, Veronica would have been the thinnest woman I've ever seen him whack by far.
Veronica ain't bad from what I remember. She's probably haven't seen that bitch in a year at this
she's
point.
She's now fairly trim, but I mean, back in the day.
Well, oh yeah, he got her when she was still fatty Magoo.
Yeah, please don't make me be the one. All like right. You so relish calling everyone fat. No. Please don't make me have to call Veronica fat.
No, I remember, I don't know. Again, you've seen her more recently than me. I remember last time I saw her, she was fucking like scarecrow thin.
She's in good shape. I wouldn't call her scarecrow thin. That's so, what a woman should fucking look like.
Why doesn't
as
he
far
fucking,
as I'm concerned.
What, scarecrow thin or medium?
Closer to the scarecrow thin than medium.
Uh-oh.
Because yeah. She ain't scarecrow thin, though. She's average build. I don't know.
I don't know. Why doesn't he try to rekindle that romance?
I keep trying to bust that door down for him all the time. He fucking shuts it down. The kid
Why?
kid has like a phobia of fucking attractive women, and I don't get it.
Man, it just comes down to self-esteem. You don't think you deserve it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I battle that shit too. Like, no, you know what it is?
You've never been fucking a really good chick and be like, why? Like, am I going to die? Like, what's going on? Like, how did I actually, like, manage to make this happen?
I mean, I can answer that question for myself because, yeah, like, there have been times where I'm, like, in really good shape and I'm getting good ass, but, like, even the, like, right now when I'm a fucking slop pile, like, I still get good ass, but I'm like, I got personality. I got game. I do shit with my life. You know what I mean?
So even then, like, I don't feel like I deserve anything.
Oh, really? No. I'm like, fuck it. I got more ego. I make this broad laugh and she's going to...
Yeah, I do that shit too. I was just like, I don't know. Because most hot chicks are dumb. Fucking dumb pieces of shit.
I've almost never fucked a dumb woman in my life.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
80% of my appeal is just going to fly over their head.
Yeah.
Like... So- And I just lose interest.
I mean, maybe like what your definition of hot is different than mine. I don't know.
No, it's hot. Just good, attractive woman.
Huh?
You know, like fucking not fat. And I mean, like a chick who's, if you're going short, like 5'2" and under, you should not be in triple digits of weight.
Yeah.
And I don't know, 5'6", like 125.
I don't know. I don't really know, like, women's 30, weights.
Something like that.
Just eyeball everything.
Yeah, and if you're quote-unquote thicker, don't use that as code for fat. Just be, like, fucking brick shithouse, fat ass, fat tits, and a waist that comes in.
I don't know. The fucking black man fantasy disgusts me. Like, who's it, Anthony? Like, do you ever look at the shit he uploads to Facebook?
Oh, just what, the fucking big fat dumpers? No, I...
Awfulness.
Black men ruin a good thing. Like a good...
Is he even black or though he's Spanish?
No, no, who?
Anthony Cespedes.
Oh, no, I've never seen... I thought you were talking Kumia.
Oh, no.
No.
Are you friends with him on Facebook?
I am. Yeah, I used to buy weed off him all the time.
How the fuck else would he have found me?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, did you block him or something? Like, he'll just, like, upload pictures of, like, fat black asses with, like, zero captions.
Hold on, look at his page right now. This is fucking awesome.
Then he'll do like hundreds at a time, too. It's like, I don't even know how the fuck he does
it. Is he just liking the pictures he's beating off to? What the hell?
Maybe. I don't understand how things work. Fucking Facebook stinks, and they keep fucking changing it. Like, even after that timeline bullshit. Like
Here he is, his main picture. He's next to an old white guy in a wheelchair. Did he put him there? Load. Where is... Now I just see a bunch of weird tattoos. Where the fuck is the fat black ass?
I don't know. Like, I haven't seen any, like... Would it be pictures or would it just be on the feed?
I'm just checking the feed. Oh, I saw a curve or something. That's him. That's the
picture. All right, keep going down.
That's the little puppy that looks like a penis. Oh. Classic picture.
No, I swear to God, it would just be like 30 pictures at a time of, like, ghetto ass. There's one.
I mean, from the front.
No, click on that. Like, that's... She's not bad, but, I mean, that's atypical.
That's the baddest females in the game.
Okay, yeah. So it's just, like, shit from that page, and then if you want to go to that. I think it's always that page.
I mean, I'd fuck that Latina in a heartbeat.
That, like I said, that's better. I mean, their face is kind of rough, but there's some where it's just, like, absolutely just fat black
right
bitches.
Next to it is a picture of Stevie Wonder. Are you gonna get a rod to that?
And some old boxer. Wait, yeah, go up. Did you see, like, yeah, those, like, million thumbnails down there?
Those are all really hot fake titted chicks. That's not what he's uploading.
I don't know, it's just a crapshoot, but there's some just awfulness in there.
So you just think, getting back to it all, you just
like
think
the fucking Nicki Minaj body. Like,
Nicki Minaj is disgusting. Nicki Minaj, I would face fuck her.
If she didn't have the fake ass, she'd be hot. I don't even fucking like black pussy.
Yeah.
Like, the fake tits, she has an alright face, and she's got a fucking, like, green wig, like Elektra from the Avengers.
I think she has
or
a dipshit face. Like, I could care less, but, like, yeah, you've got fake jugs, and, like, you put on wigs like a goddamn, like, someone from Gem and the Holograms. I'll fuck you.
Dude, I want to fuck a girl with, like, fucking electric blue hair. Why not?
It'd be awesome.
You're fucking a superhero at that point.
Exactly.
Fucking Cammy from Street Fighter 2. I don't know.
Oh, fucking a cosplayed chick. How great would that be? Like, an Asian chick actually dressed up like Chun-Li.
That would be hot.
Yeah, it'd be great.
What the fuck is cosplay? I've heard that term.
cosplay is like people who get into fucking dressing like video game characters and comic book characters. And
okay, so what's the cos stand for or short for?
Like costume.
Oh, that's simple enough.
It's not. You see, cos. It's costume.
You ever notice how black pussy looks like a wallet? Buzz, buzz. I don't know whether to stick my fingers or a credit card in your cunt. That's like half Cosby, half Matt Foley. I should probably practice impressions before I open my mouth. Just hope they magically work out.
Oh, my God. So you just think it's bad self-esteem, and the guy's not hardwired for it?
I can't. I mean, I also can't imagine how people like want to fuck kids. So, and I don't think those guys
are
faking. That's
not poor. Yeah. It's not like you can pat that guy on the back and be like, you did great. And suddenly he's going to want to fuck an adult vagina instead of an 8-year-old asshole.
Again, like, fatter chicks, like, you would have to have, again, like, massive fake tits. Like, fucking, like, Sophie D or Sarah J, like, Claudia Marie.
Hold on, let me punch up Sophie D.
That's the one he said you liked.
These are names I think I've punched the clown to, yeah.
Sophie D actually kind of looks like Ronnie J. He has like the big blue eyes.
Sophie D.
She used to be like skinny with
she's
like no
Welsh?
Tits. Yeah, she's English.
Sophie D.
Do you have Safe Search on?
No, Safe Search off. Sophie D. Porn. Oh, she's like a ginger now or something.
No, I mean, she dyes her hair. I think usually she's brunette.
Yeah, I'd fuck the shit out of that. Why not? Life's short.
I mean, she's getting chunky. You're like Kelly Devine.
Kelly Devine. I don't know so much porn, I guess, man.
The hell? It's right. You look at real women.
There, Sophie D.
Yeah.
That's great.
No, it is great.
Oh.
I think she's probably like a little meatier now. Like most women, just keeps getting fatter and fatter.
Yeah, with time.
But no, like I said, that's fine. But because she used to have like 8 cups, though. Because imagine that with like 0 tits.
I would hurl my laptop against the wall just to be safe.
Right.
Just to make sure it doesn't crawl out and touch me like the ring.
Yeah, like if a chick's got some fucking cottage cheese on her and she's got like big fake tits, I'm fine with it, but don't be a fucking flatso.
Flatzos are the worst.
And just if you're a complete shapeless pig, you better have good motherfucking personality. Maybe talk about one charming motherfucking pig. Got me 10 times more charming than Arnold on Green Acres.
All right. Let's move from this subject now that everyone hates us. Fucking men who bang fat women.
Well, what's the solution? There is no solution. One of those conundrums.
I try to coach him through it. I try to just, like, both of these guys.
But do you believe he legitimately, like, that gets his dick hard?
I think Howard's an ambiguous case on that. Like, I think Howard might legitimately enjoy chunkier ass. Because he's skinny or something like that.
Yeah, but I'm skinny too.
Matt just needs to be told he's like fucking daddy's little slugger. Like he needs to hear something positive. Like what?
You said he is a real overbearing dad, right?
I love his dad. His dad's just got a big personality, so I think it's hard to grow up around that because
yeah.
You're the son, so you can't exactly eclipse it. His dad's great. But
yeah, if you have a sister, you can't fuck anyone who's like less attractive than your sister. I never got that. Like, you gotta fucking surpass your sister in hotness with what you pull.
It's, yeah, I don't know what to do. Like, I feel he's one piece away from just getting it, and the instant he does, he's just gonna rip it up.
He works out. What the fuck other like self-esteem boosters are there? Maybe he just needs to take a like Tony Robbins class or some shit.
That's
like
what I'm
that.
Saying. Yeah, do the firewalk across the coals. No, that's always the worst answer too, ain't it?
Maybe it's just my dog shit breath because I haven't been chewing gum.
Yeah, no, I'm detecting a little funk on my own breath from the pizza cheese I just ate, but it's not going to smell like shit.
Yeah, who the fuck knows?
Let's get to you.
All right.
Let's get to you because I have a question for you.
Sure.
All right. Again, your band is Gray Sky Eternal.
Yes.
And for those that don't know, Will primarily not in comedy. He's actually a musician. More than anything. And
speaking of which, actually, like when we put up one of those new songs and give it to you as intro music,
please do
tell people to download that shit.
Please do. Right. It'll be the intro song here on out. Yeah. Cool. Fuck Ace of Spades. Who needs that shit? Fuck Lemmy and his stupid Cocoa Puff face.
Moles.
Yeah. So you've been doing guitar forever. Mm-hmm. And you've been in bands, what, on and off since what age?
Middle school.
Okay. And you play in a lot of metal acts, and in our town, in D.C., there's like one metal bar called Jack's. Now it's Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And you've played at this place a lot.
Yes.
The shitty part about it, just throwing this out there before we continue, shitty part seems to attract a lot of like underage girls or 18, 19. That would be fine. I'm talking like under legal consent age. Am I wrong on that? Seems like a little
it's young. Just, it depends on the crowd. Like that night there shouldn't have been, because only, I don't know if you caught that like shitty first act that went ahead of us.
Mm-mm.
Even there, the one guy was 23, they were late teens. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if his people came with the drummer, because he's younger, but like, I mean, we were like probably one of the younger bands on the bill. Like, the other guys, probably 30s, 40s maybe. Like, Saint Diablo and mm-hmm. them, they've been around for a while.
All right. Here's what I'm throwing out there. You open for a lot of national acts.
Not a lot, but yes, I have.
I've seen you open for national acts at this little metal bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tiny bar. And it's weird to me that like guys who you think are doing something bigger with their lives, like who's played there? I don't know. Death. Death played there back in the day. Guys like Morbid Angel, DSI.
Death is now dead.
Yeah.
Chuck Schuldner.
Oh, God, I forgot that.
Yeah, fucking Chucky. Brain tumor.
Yeah.
No medical insurance.
That'll...
God bless America.
You know what? That's kind of getting to the heart of what I'm saying. You opened this week for Power Man 5000.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that don't remember Power Man 5000, they had the big hit Worlds Collide.
When Worlds Collide
back in 99. That was
that old?
Huge, yeah. That was a
fuck,
huge
I was in high school, yeah.
fucking song no, that, in 99. That entire
that went
album.
That was like double platinum.
Yeah, Nobody's Real was on it. And
Supernova Goes Pop. I don't know if that was a single, but I like that song.
Everyone remembers it for some reason.
Nobody's Real was a video. I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, with the queer robot. Yeah. But the huge one was When Worlds Collide. That was used for like movie trailers.
That's what Justin was telling me. Or they did like a big cover for some shit movie that was big. I can't remember.
For Zoolander, they did
that
Relax.
Was it. Yeah. I forgot that fucking completely.
Yeah.
And that was around the same time, too. Maybe a couple years later.
I don't know when Zoolander came out exactly, but it doesn't matter. What I'm getting at, man, Power Man 5000 had a day where they were fucking big.
Mm-hmm.
13 years later, the singer, Spider, who, by the way, is Rob Zombie's brother. If you want to have like pressure put on you by fucking familial success, he's playing Jax to how many would you say in the audience?
Probably as many people as we had.
Yeah.
Fuck, 75.
Like, you've seen high school talent shows that pack in more people than this.
No, it's got to be rough. I'd say 7,500. Not a lot. I don't know. I've seen that
during
place
the sound check.
Packed.
They were fighting to get money to afford Starbucks coffee, correct?
Or beer or something, yeah. But they might just be given per diems. Like, a lot of times when you're a musician on tour, like, they give you money because otherwise you're just going to blow it on drugs or hookers or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
So, like, I've been on buses and shit where they'll be like, hey, here's $10, go feed yourself.
Okay. My question, Will, if you're Spider... Your brother's Rob Zombie.
How do you not kill yourself?
You're 44. Well, yeah.
Oh, is he 44?
Yeah. 44 or 45. You're playing at fucking Jack's while your brother's off directing movies. But in general, fuck even Rob Zombie. You had a band that 13 years ago seemed like it could have been huge. Like, it already had achieved a lot.
It was huge.
But I mean, I'm
a fucking
like,
platinum album. It's kind of a select club.
Yeah.
But why has no longevity?
At this point, are you like, what the fuck did I do with my life? Like, I should have just been a goddamn teacher?
No, because he's probably still making more money. And also, you got to think, like, just this area in general sucks. So I wouldn't be surprised if Jax is, like, the shitty stop on the tour. And if they're in places like goddamn like Lansing, Michigan or something, like
to be fair, I would say Lansing's a shithole too.
But they probably, there's people who go out more, you know what I'm saying? Like this area in general. I was kind of surprised when I went to that Rockstar uproar thing, like it was pretty packed. But even though the economy's better here, like it's just,
to me, they're just a cautionary tale. Like it scares the fuck out of me. If you're like, John, you're going to get into entertainment and you're going to have like five good damn years. Not even five. What?
No, like that's three. Worse. That's like banging a really hot chick and then going back to fatties to tie it into earlier. No, I said that's a fucking tough blow to the ego, man. Fucking sell 2 million records and then, yeah, be playing that.
And the guys and are tight playing on stage. Like no, they're good. Great.
I like
live
I like their music. Like I said, I think they're better than White Zombie or Marilyn Manson.
But I would watch them on stage. Like, I stayed to see them perform after the titty bar with the cinder block Latina.
Yeah.
And, fuck, I got sad. Like, I really, in my heart, like, when you see the Sarah McLachlan puppy ads and shit for the ASPCA, like, that's how I felt seeing Spider have to, like, point into the audience and be like, who rocks hard? You rock hard.
Because we played with them 3 years ago, and it was like, it was more crowded then. And I don't know if it's the economy or the fact that, like, new owners just bought this club, and it might just be going down the shitter.
Uh-huh.
Because it's, like, two guys, like, Aries.
But even then, fucking doing jacks, even a packed jacks.
It's, I mean,
that's hard. They must have played some real damn venues in there. Yeah,
I'm sure they fucking played goddamn, not arenas, like sports arenas, but fucking like pavilions and stuff, festivals.
It just really gets to me, like on a visceral level, that you can achieve so much in entertainment and it's just gone. Because everyone thinks it's like this binary. Like you work and you work and you work and then you've hit this level called made it. And once you've hit made it, you're set. But it just seems like so many acts, you hit made it for like 8 goddamn months. And then the rest of your life is chasing that dragon.
Once you're not getting played on MTV or radio anymore, people forget about you. Like why Nickelback continues to get played on the radio. And even then, like bands like that, they'll have a huge run. And then like just the one album comes out, like fucking 3 Days Grace, I've noticed. Like I don't really like them.
Yeah.
But they seem to get played consistently. And this last album, they just dropped, quote unquote.
Uh-huh.
I haven't noticed any fucking airplay. And maybe even the same thing with Nickelback.
I mean, you
get to a certain point where it doesn't matter, like, you know, fucking, when's the last time the goddamn Rolling Stones were played on the radio?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you can get established enough, but you're talking superstar.
Yeah, like, this band's like 311, they don't really get played
bon
anymore.
Bon Jovi's a perfect example to me.
I don't know, because fucking Sambora was on O&A, he makes it sound like he's up there with fucking Zeppelin and the Stones, like, yeah, Bon Jovi's right up there. Maybe they fucking,
in terms of numbers or what?
Like concert draw. And they might be, I don't think Bon Jovi's
a massive draw. I think so many people must be like, hey, you want to fucking finally hear Living on a Prayer live?
Yeah, but like up there with fucking like Pink Floyd and shit?
I think possibly because they're going to skew slightly younger.
Maybe.
You're playing the same venues and I'm sure they're selling them both out. Like maybe even more people wanted to see Pink Floyd, but I think Bon Jovi would be a massive draw.
God, that makes me sad.
Really?
They stink.
I don't hate them. I don't like them, but
fucking play what? Dead or Alive, and that's it. One song. That's all you get.
You just want to hear that. Ding, 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 ding,
yeah,
ding,
even
ding,
just the intro, too. Like,
yeah.
Like, once he starts singing, that's unnecessary.
It's just
it's a cruel fucking industry.
Fuck. Do you remember what happened to Kelly Clarkson? It's a perfect example of what you're saying. She had that.
Well, she did it to herself.
She did it to herself, 100%.
She's like, I'm going to write songs with my touring band instead of these fucking, like, producers and songwriters.
Yeah, Max Martin, the guy who did Since You've Been Gone, Behind These Hazel Eyes. And she had
a
huge
album breakaway.
And you don't
think these people have pull in terms of, like, what gets played, too? It's like a goddamn fraternity.
Well, literally, she fucking spat in Clive Davis's old face. After having the biggest goddamn album, Breakaway. How fucking big was Breakaway?
I was sold, like, several million, I'm sure.
Like
5 million?
Goddamn 5-6 million. No problem.
Yeah.
She moved.
And she fucked herself.
She releases, what the hell was it called? My December? And she's like, yeah, I'm a fucking rocker now. I'm going to write with my people. We're not going to have outside influences.
It's like, bitch, you won a fucking karaoke contest.
She could not have fucking been bigger. She's one album removed from the massive album. She's playing in the 930 club and not even filling that up. Like a venue that holds how many, Will? Like
750,000, maybe yeah. 2,000 tops.
Maybe that.
Jax, I was surprised, is only 500.
Okay.
So, yeah, 930 club probably K to 2K.
Yeah. Fucking does nothing. Bitch was off the face of the earth. She could not have been bigger. And yeah. like that, man, it was like fucking with the Godfather.
It is. Like, it's Patrice talked about this shit beautifully. Like yeah. the Spike Lee story. Like, you just don't bite the fucking hand that feeds.
And who's that old bitch, Clive? What's his last name?
Davis. The old
Clive Davis, yeah.
Jew. But,
Arista.
You know, at that point, like, there's a couple of things. One, American Idol was still hugely popular, so we didn't know that these motherfuckers would be playing county fairs, even though that's what they deserve. But at that point, everyone who won was still, quote-unquote, a star and getting played.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't tell you who won the last season with a gun to my fucking head.
I couldn't tell you anything since the fucking season with the bald guy and Ace.
Who even won that? No.
It wasn't
bald. Ace was with Carrie Underwood. That was 4. Daughtry.
I thought Daughtry.
5. He was the year after.
No, I thought Carrie was.
Oh, no, Ace. I'm thinking of Bo Bice.
Yeah. Bob Ice. No, Ace was season 4. That was like a really stacked.
No, 5 pack. Was Daughtry, I believe. I forgot who won. And then after that, I remember David Cook. Jordan Sparks. Jordan Sparks is probably the last one.
It's just fucked, man. It's so cruel.
It's and people talk about an industry where like millions of people would kill their mothers to get into it. It's kind of skewed toward whoever's in charge of it.
It drives me nuts though, because so many people will be like, well, they're doing what they love. And it's like, do you know what doing what you love without an income is?
I'm sure he makes a decent living, or otherwise he wouldn't be doing it. He'd be working at fucking McDonald's if he wasn't making money.
Who, Spider?
Yeah.
I think he could be making like mid-30s or something that low.
Maybe.
And that's a hard living. Like, even if you like it, touring life ain't simple, man.
No. But
they gotta be doing. Have you never listened to Bob Seger?
They have a fucking bus, man. They can't be doing that bad. Again, like, I think Jax might just be like the shitty stop. Like, I mean, yeah, they haven't gotten played in a while, and that hurts, but, like, I think, like, that place is just going under. We have, like, a couple of guys in, like, 20s or 30s running the joint.
All right.
You fucking change a name that's been established for 20-plus years.
I just...
Jax has been fucking mentioned on, like, TMZ and shit. Like, why would you shit on that by changing the fucking name?
It was like when Hammerjacks in Baltimore got taken over. And
there
taken
are
down.
Certain clubs, like, yeah, you have, like, you know, the goddamn House of Blues, and you have, like, iconic places like CBGB's, and it's not that, but there's places like L'Amour's in Brooklyn and shit where it's like, if you play music, you know these places, they've been around forever. Mm-hmm. Jax was one of those fucking places, and these idiots changed the fucking name. And
it's Empire.
Probably,
doesn't Empire sound better, Will?
Oh, God, he's giving us a speech about that and how, like, he liked the fucking tiger or lion logos. It's like, you fagle.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Some guy gave you a speech, like a school spirit speech? The owner?
No, he was just, like, talking with Justin, and I was, like, happened to be there.
What the hell did he say? I want to hear this, and then we'll punch out.
It's just, like, the fucking rationale behind, like, how he liked the tiger or whatever.
He liked a tiger.
Yeah, you didn't notice, like, the logos either. There's two clubs. There's one in Richmond called Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
And then there's this one called Empire. And, like, one has, like,
what a... Is he a fucking Persian?
No, it's weird. Like, the one dude looks like goddamn, like, Henry Rollins, like, white power, like, skinhead tattoos. Uh-huh. And the other guy's kind of, like, chubbier, like, Jack Osborne-looking motherfucker who was, like, up in the crow's nest.
I hate them already. Go on.
You probably passed them, like, walking in and out. You just didn't notice.
Okay.
So if you saw, like, some kind of, like, angry-looking skinhead mother F, like, towards the entrance.
Yeah, I did see him.
That's one of the owners, Jason.
That dipshit?
Yeah. So, like...
He changed the name Jack? He looks like he would be into owning a metal club. Like, this is something I grew up with.
It's, again, because, like, I guess Jack's is associated with, like, 80s metal, kind of.
But he was associated with any fucking thing.
I know. They had fucking black metal there.
Yeah.
Like, any
the Norwegian acts would come to Jax to play them.
Demu Borgir or whatever. They have a
Emperor, yeah.
And, yeah, they're not going to fucking fill 930 Club. Like, that's where they fucking came. And that's kind of been, like, Jax's bread and butter. It was 80s metal and, like... black metal.
I
want to
see fucking Striper one night.
But I think they've completely done away with that shit. No. I take that back. I think they're just trying. They're trying to do everything which Jay did towards the end. That's probably why it went down the shitter, and he fucking sold it. Like you'll have like Latin night or acoustic night or what 80s 90s night. Like that fucking Screech come out the other night for 90s night. Like why the fuck would you pay to fly Dustin Diamond out? Who gives a shit?
I mean,
to
that's
see
a desperate act right there, bringing out Dustin Diamond. Like, a man who filmed his own porno and then pretended to leak it and delivered a dirty Sanchez because that would be funny.
Wait, he did an actual dirty Sanchez?
Apparently. He like literally fucked a chick in the ass. I don't think he got the shit aspect of it because then it would have lived in infamy. But
yeah, I was going to say, fuck, if he pulled an actual dirty Sanchez.
Like a poorly aimed ass to mouth. No, I think it was like cocked to upper lip.
No. You get to fucking stick your finger in there and it's just smeared across her upper lip.
Oh, God. Like Bob Ross painting a tree.
Just fucking rough brush strokes.
Well, we could punch out, man. We've done a good 45.
All right.
Giving the audience what it wanted.
I'm cool with that.
Will, thank you for being here again.
You're welcome.
Unlike other people who weren't here. You were here. That's why you win.
Well, we get to fucking play with her fake tits when she gets them.
I guess so. That's just bat him around like a fucking cat with a yarn ball. You want to get a hold of Will via Twitter? He's at Grey Sky Eternal. G-R-E-Y. He's fancy and British like that. I'm John Papa Giorgio. You want me? I'm at Papa's Basement. I love dicking off on Twitter, so follow me there. I say a lot, and hopefully it's funny enough where you won't promptly unfollow me. The show's website, inpapasbasement.com, contains links to the Facebook page, which is worth liking because I put up pictures of cats doing cute shit. Because who the hell could say that no to that?
A lot of people do that, I've noticed.
Really? I came up with that shit myself.
Really?
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck them all. I invented it. The In Papa's Basement site also has the link to the iTunes podcast subscription, blah, blah, blah. So go there. And I think that's it. It's also got my writing. If you want to read stuff at work and you can't do a podcast, go there and read my shit. It's not bad.
Your poetry. It's really
who are you
awesome
to say no? Exactly. Fucking my heart is like a dark gray November morning. You want? That's just a line came up with off the top of my head, man. Fucking moving.
Like a hot summer sidewalk.
All right. Till next week. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.